MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Jurors sided with the state of New Mexico on all questions in the six-week-long civil lawsuit trial, finding Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, liable for tens of thousands of violations.
Well, this is a historic moment. It's about a company that created a dangerous product, an addictive product that they knowingly marketed to young people and that they lied about the danger.
Said New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres. The corrected number of violations was 37,500, where Meta engaged in unfair, deceptive, or unconscionable trade practices, violating state law under the Unfair Practices Act. And Meta was ordered to pay $5,000 per violation by the jury. The penalty would cost the company about $375 million. Now, that's significantly less than the original penalty the state was seeking of more than $2 billion.
The mental health harm and the psychological impact of being on these platforms for an extended period of time, but also the real possibility that sexual predators are going to be operating in these spaces.
Meta said in a statement it plans to appeal the decision. The bellwether case could impact how thousands of similar lawsuits against social media companies are likely to play out. There will be a second phase in the trial where the judge will determine if Meta has violated public nuisance laws. That phase is slated for a May 4th bench trial. And fraudsters are flooding phones with fake violation notices designed to scare and steal. Drivers across New Mexico and Texas have reported receiving alarming messages that falsely claim to be from an official agency. These texts often threaten immediate prosecution, suspension of vehicle registration, or loss of driving privileges due to unpaid traffic tickets, toll violations, or other infractions. They typically include a link urging recipients to pay fines immediately to avoid further penalties. These scams are designed to steal personal and financial information, and officials say don't tap the link. If you have any questions, look up the actual agency and call, text, or message them with any questions. No official state agency will ever solicit you and request you click a link to pay a fine. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.